Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, by speaker, author, and pastor Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net. Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and I'm excited to invite you to the Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship Center Bible Study and Fellowship. Bible Study and Fellowship takes place at the Loyola University Chicago Northside Campus every Thursday night at 7 p.m. All are welcome. To find out the actual location and details, go to TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. See you there. Be blessed. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today, I want to talk about claiming those things as joint heirs. And the text that I'm coming from today is Psalms 24:1. And it reads, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." Amen. So I was walking and talking to the Lord one day, just appreciating life and casting my cares on Him. Then the Holy Spirit brought to my attention that God owns everything in the earth, including me and you. Holy Spirit also let me know that I am a joint heir with Christ, and through Christ, I have every right, that's every right to speak and lay claim to what I desire in life. I said, "Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm going to claim those things that I desire, claim those things as a joint heir." You see, the Word of God lets us know that we are joint heirs with Christ and that we are seated in heavenly places. Now, as a joint heir with Christ and with Abba Father, our Father in heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we too have a right to the things that our Heavenly Father owns. Claim those things as a joint heir. See, we are heirs to the promise. So, in looking in the natural, things may look a little dire or bleak, but through the promise, as joint heirs, we can speak those things that be not as though they were. You know, healing is in the promise. Wealth is in the promise. Love is in the promise. Even marriage is in the promise. Amen. Claim those things as a joint heir. Hey, look, the Word of God says in Matthew 6:33-34, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." So cast your cares, cast all your cares. I said all of your cares on Jesus. Don't worry, but take action in speaking God's promise. Claim those things as joint heirs through Christ Jesus. Be fruitful, multiply, have dominion, and rule as a king. Reign as a king. Amen. Claim those things as a joint heir. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Be blessed. Amen. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.